It's around 4 p.m. on day 19, Friday the 14th of August. I'm about 20k east of Timber Creek, which is my goal for the day. It's a 288 kilometre day. Since this morning's report, I went through the beautiful Gregory National Park, and across the Victoria River, where they're building a very big new bridge. So presumably the old bridge gets flooded out in the wet season quite often. And just across that bridge, stopped at Victoria River Roadhouse, where I had a big brekkie at around 11:30 a.m. Nice cool fans on what had become quite a hot day. A lot of construction going on around, connected with the bridge and the road approaches to it. They're obviously trying to make the road around here flood-proof to a large extent. There's a lot of raised parts, and had to wait once for quite a long time at a traffic light while they did some construction, and had to ride on some longish sections of red clay as well. However, and since then I've been beetling along the last 90k, 93k to Timber Creek from Victoria Roadhouse. But the story of the day really is that my paranoia about the right pedal this morning has proved to be well founded. And I've discovered since lunch that actually the housing that the right pedal screws into is breaking free from the shaft of the crank, and it's deteriorating reasonably quickly to the point where now I'm a bit afraid that the pedal's just going to break away from the shaft and I won't have the use of the right pedal. Since then, since discovering that, I've been spending a lot of time pondering what my options are. Well, I don't think it's... I think it has to be a replacement pedal shaft and probably a whole crank set. Before the bikes are going to be rideable again. At one point I thought, oh, maybe I'll be able to keep riding in hope of getting to the next bike shop, but... it's got worse this afternoon, and given the amount of stress and strain on the pedals, especially standing up going up hills and stuff, I don't think there's much chance of it lasting much longer. And as I said, I think it's deteriorated just in the last 60k. The nearest bike shop going forwards I think is Broome, which I don't actually go into, but it's about 40k off the road, and that's more than 1,000 kilometres in front of me. Going backwards, the nearest bike shop's probably Darwin, which is probably 600 or 800 kilometres. Compounded by the fact that it's Friday night, so the chances of getting anything done in the next 2 days is negligible. Timber Creek is like a two-store town. There's nothing much there. Not even sure if there's a garage there, but I don't think it's repairable by a garage anyway. So I have to work out how I'm going to get out of Timber Creek to get the bike fixed, if I'm going to do that, or whether I'm just going to abandon the venture. I had said at the outset that I was going to finish this time, even if I had no chance of breaking the record. But now it comes to the crunch. I don't find that I have much motivation to finish, having invested so much in trying to break the record. I don't have any doubt I could ride around Australia if I wanted to. The real challenge was riding around and beating that record. And physically I think I was up to it. But I always knew luck would be involved. It's luck's involved whoever does it, and I just don't think the chips are falling my way this time. So I won't decide what to do until tomorrow, but I'm not going to get up early and start pedalling for Kununurra because I suspect I'll get 50 or 100 kilometres away in the dark, and then the pedal will break off, and then all I'll be doing is hitchhiking somewhere with my bike and have even less options than I've got at the moment. There are Greyhound bus services along this road. I just saw one going towards Darwin about an hour ago that probably went through Timber Creek about 2 o'clock. If that's a daily service, I could conceivably, it had a trailer on the back, I could conceivably get myself to Darwin tomorrow night and then decide whether I want to get the bike fixed on Monday and then get the bus back to here and continue riding. There's also probably a bus which goes towards, well, there is a bus that would go to Broome the other way. Same option, I could take the bus to Broome, which also has a fairly busy domestic airport, and see if I could get the bike fixed there. There is a bike shop, and then head come back here if I wanted to do that, and then continue riding. In either case, if I change my mind and just want to catch a plane home or a bus home, I could do that and give it up. It's fairly disappointing. I was on a bit of a high this morning, feeling like the day off had done me well. I was feeling stronger. I was making good time today. I was going to comfortably get to my target and had hotels booked ahead, and was feeling confident that that I was physically capable of doing it. And then all of a sudden, within the space of an hour, you realise that all that planning and effort's been for nothing. And it doesn't matter how much time or effort you put into it, you're just not gonna make it in some circumstances. Anyway, that's it for now. More updates later.